Raiders and El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line with me is Robert Green from Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California, where tonight they're having a little bit of a spring sale at a very, very busy store this evening. It's early yet here in Southern California, where we're doing our show live. It's 11 o'clock at night, but it's 2 o'clock in the a.m., so that would explain to our East Coast listeners why you got a lot of activity there, Bob. And I know you have a successful business. We've been talking about the sale of lottery tickets, the sale of these Mega Millions tickets, the sale of these Super Bowl, Powerball, whatever the hell they're called.
Super Bowl, Phil, is a toy that you and I played with as kids. Powerball.
That's it, Powerball.
Powerball is a multi-state, as is Mega Millions, and it has been known to have a lot of money in it. Now, this one tonight is $650 million. This gentleman that I was telling you about, Frank, is in a store. He's ordering everybody around like he's the king of some small Central European country, and he's got a whole bunch of imbecile nephews. It's unbelievable. And what I'm trying to say to you...
A bunch of imbecile nephews?
Yeah, there was a guy that I was reading about. He was a mad king in Central Europe, Mad Ludwig. You ever read about him?
I think so.
Right.
He built all those crazy castles.
Exactly. When you sell a lottery ticket to a person that was poor or homeless or was a drug addict or was one of these blue-collar, you know, guys who drove a cab or he's a construction worker or something like that, when you sell a lottery ticket to them and they win, what happens is you're dealing with an individual who's not unlike that Central European monarch. They're good people, but they go a little crazy, and you are forced to be a footman for a mad monarch, an individual that wants to buy all kinds of crazy art and wants to buy a stupid...
All right, and when they come into your store, are they buying stupid things?
You put me in an uncomfortable position. I'll tell you why. Because I don't want to say, yes, they're buying stupid things because they're my customers. And I don't want it to get out.
You don't want it to get out that you think they're wasting their money and they're nouveau riche. And
Phil, I didn't use the term nouveau riche.
Well, that's what you're saying, though. They're nouveau riche people, which means newly rich, and they are wasting money, and you don't want it to get out that you're looking down your nose at their purchases.
I don't want my customers feeling like I judge them.
But that's exactly what you're doing.
I don't believe that what I'm saying, yes, that's what I'm doing, but I do judge them, and there are days that I hate them. There are days that I hate the business I went into. And
that's something nobody can help you with, Bob.
No, I'm not asking for anybody to help, but what I'm saying is I don't think that giving someone who is the kind of person I was mentioning, these blue-collar types, giving them a $650 million jackpot, I don't personally think it should be legal. I think it needs to be broken up into smaller amounts for people who have a certain lifestyle or income that would indicate that once they won a lot of money, they'd start walking into a store like mine, dressed like, you know, I was warned not to use the term, but Superfly.
And well, everything you're saying here is very racially tainted. That's what I'm saying. You know,
in what way?
When you say that you're the house slave, that the guy walked in dressed like Superfly, that they're treating you like Uncle Ben. You know, these are all very, very charged phrases that you have to be careful of. And all they do, Bob, in my opinion, and I think my listeners have agreed, they indicate to me that you have a personality problem.
I've got a personality problem. My political point of view.
It is not a political point of view. I don't see it that way.
Well, that's your opinion.
But I have ample reason to think the way I'm thinking, okay?
That's your opinion. It's not mine.
877-87, you know... I'm not trying to get into an argument here.
No, I understand that, but you've got an opinion. It's wrong.
877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Talking here to Robert Green. We'll go to Mike. Mike, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, sir.
Hey, Phil. It's good to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Bob, who built your store? What kind of people built your store that you have, this glorious store?
Well, I don't. I guess you want me to say construction workers. Yeah, obviously.
So do any of those guys that sweat and put all their energy into building your store, do they have a right to win the lottery?
I didn't say they didn't. I am saying, though, that the amounts of money they win should be smaller than what I would allow.
They should have big lotteries for rich people like you that think you're high and mighty and above everyone else.
No, what you can do, well, sir, you know, you can insult me.
They should have rich people lotteries and poor people lotteries.
No, you take the 650 million. I'm probably worth more than you. That's why you're angry at me.
I'm not angry at you, and I don't measure worth by the size of my bank account. That has nothing to do with being a good man or a decent person, or anything else. That's how a poor man would talk.
That's what poor people say. That's how poor people talk.
That's financial situation is. I'll give you an example. I'll give you a small example of what kind of person I am. I brought my son to a charity basketball game 2 weeks ago. He was walking into the game. It was at the high school. It was $3 to get in. Another kid was walking up to the door, and he said, "You have to pay to get in here." And my son said, "Don't worry about it, buddy. I got you." He didn't even know the kid, but he gave him the $3 to get in.
Well, that's your son. That's not you. Obviously, I'm talking to you.
Where do you think he got it from?
You'd probably be the guy to tell a kid to get lost. Good thing you got a son like that.
Oh, for crying out loud, Bob.
You know what?
That's what he said.
Out of your mind, Bob.
Wait a minute. You're talking to me about your son. I'm going to give your son credit. I'm not giving you credit.
If I'm in the lottery, I'm going to come down to your store. I'm going to buy all the property around your store, and I'm going to put you out of business because you don't deserve it.
You're going to buy the property. Sir, all I'm saying is that I will sell anybody a lottery ticket.
Now, where did you find this?
I don't think it's worthy.
I didn't think there were human beings alive that act like this.
I don't. Excuse me, sir, but I've been in business for 23 years in this location, and I've built a chain of stores.
That makes you my hero. You're an American
hero. That's right.
Everyone should be more like Bob, this country would be such a better place.
If everybody was more like me and your son, you, on the other hand,
don't ever put your name in the same sentence as my son. My son is so much more of a man than you ever will be. You don't even want your kids to be successful. What kind of father are you? You don't want your kids to be successful.
I don't need my kids. I don't want my kids lording it over me. All of a sudden you're telling me that I'm supposed to be...
You don't want anyone above you. That's what the problem is. It's all about status. It's all about how much money you got in the bank.
I'm going to ask you a question. Do you want your kid telling you to go load the trunk of his Cadillac with steaks? That's what you want, huh?
What are you talking about, Bob?
If my son wants to be a janitor, that's fine with me. If he wants to be the president of the United States, that's fine with me. Whatever he wants to do in life, I'm going to help him get to make his goals, whatever they may be. It doesn't matter.
If your son becomes president, and he says, "You know what, Dad, I'm sorry, but I think the IRS needs to audit you," you're going to give him a big, fat smile. Is that it? Yeah, right.
Oh, well, come on.
You are a fool.
Are you trying to tell me, Bob, that...
No, I'm asking the guy. That's a perfectly legitimate question. He's telling me that I'm supposed to be happy when a guy comes into my store that I used to tell to get lost because he was dirtying up the store, and now I got
to
load
the... No, you're supposed to get lost because you think you're above him. You think you're above everyone. You think there's no one that's...
No one can compete with Bob. I got customers coming in there that want to see me walking out because I'm...
You think alcoholics and drug addicts choose to do that? You think they choose that's what they want to be in life as an alcoholic or a drug addict? You think that's what they get up in the morning and say, "This is what I want to do today"? No, it's not.
I think a lot of them do because they don't have to work.
Well, you don't know anything about drug addiction then or alcoholism.
Okay, look, the two of you guys get together and open up a nice little drug rehab place, and you can hold hands and do whatever you want. I'm talking about working for a living. And when I go to my store and...
You know, I can't believe the things we're saying here that you would take with this kind of callousness, Bob, and the thing that I notice, you don't take any responsibility. If I say to you, "Well, okay, you're the guy that decided to take that frozen shrimp out to that guy's trunk, out to the trunk of his Cadillac," you say it's not your fault.
How could it be my fault if I'm not going to turn down a guy wants to get frozen lobster and he's buying it by the dozen? I'm going to say no?
That's the guy that's humiliating you, I thought.
Well, yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's humiliating me.
I hope all your customers are listening to this right now.
Dressed me in a white jacket And just call me Uncle Ben, because that's what you guys want.
I would never patronize your store. I would do everything I could to go to your competition and never patronize your store. Because
That's what you say until you see our sale prices. Then you're in here pretending to somebody else.
I pay twice as much not to go in your store. You're a fool.
Now, that's
what
you
said.
The quality of our produce, you'd come in disguise. I've had people tell me they hate my guts, so they put on a disguise to come in here and shop, and I'm not kidding either. And
who?
I can tell you, I can give you names.
Are you telling me there's people that hate your guts and put on a disguise to shop in your store?
Yes. Okay, look, see, never mind.
Now this is turning into a real comedy show.
Well, you know something, sir? I don't know what you do for a living. I haven't run your business down.
You know what I do for a living?
I even praised your son. I praised your son.
You know what I do for a living? Call me names. You're a fool.
That's it. It's very simple. I bet your son would understand. I bet you if I talked to your son, he'd understand.
His son is giving money to a poor guy that can't get in. You don't do that.
What do you mean I don't do that? I just sold a guy a lottery ticket.
You're not giving him any money. All right, look at Mike. Thanks for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Robert Green from Fraser Foods on selling these lottery tickets. He is talking about limiting the amount of money that individuals who are poor or homeless or blue-collar can win, because he doesn't want to see those same people coming into his store as rich people suddenly ordering him around. Now, that's what I'm hearing him say. If I'm getting it wrong, I'm sure he'll tell me. 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. So you're saying, essentially, Bob, you want these large jackpots that, for instance, tonight people are very much focused on the Mega Millions, which is $650 million. You want these large jackpots carved up?
What I'd like to see, Phil, is a more responsible dissemination of this money so that you're not giving $650 million to an individual that yesterday was... a guy that's picking bottles up out of a vacant lot or asking for a couple of bucks to sweep a porch, now you've given him $650 million. And that guy is going to turn around and come into my store where I just hired him 2 weeks ago to sweep up.
And he's going to come into your store and what? He's going to spend a lot of money?
He's going to come into my store and spend a lot of money and get his kicks watching me running around, like I said, like Uncle Ben.
And so what all is the only thing in this equation?
And I think it's irresponsible, if I can continue my thought.
Go ahead.
It's irresponsible to give him that kind of money so that guys like him get their kicks, forcing me to revisit a very traumatic experience as a young man, which was that jail experience.
Are you going to go before a...
I'm being very, very clear here.
No, hold on for a minute. Are you going to go before a state or a federal investigative committee of elected representatives and sit down and say to them, gentlemen, I want to rework the configuration and the policy of disseminating the money in lotteries, state lotteries. I want to make this so that it's spread out more evenly because the guys that are poor win and then they make me feel like I'm in jail getting manhandled again.
What? What did you just say?
Oh, come on, Bob. You know exactly... You said...
I'm telling you that these guys that win these jackpots, all I'm asking for is a more equitable spread of the money so a guy that was drinking Sneaky Pete wine out in front of my place 2 weeks ago, looking like that guy. Did you see that guy? You know the guy I'm talking about. Who's the guy that they had and they made him into a movie star? What's the guy?
What? I don't know the guy. Who are you talking about?
The homeless guy they just put on TV.
The Ted Williams guy?
Yeah, the guy that he did the macaroni. I know because we got the Kraft products here. And, oh, my God, they got this guy's picture I can't believe it. And people, oh, where's the macaroni and cheese with that homeless guy? And all of a sudden, I'm just another bum.
Because they're paying more attention to him.
That's right.
877-876-7445 here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Let me go over to Jeremy on the Phil Hendry Show. Jeremy, go ahead, sir.
Hey, Phil, good morning. This is my first time I've actually stumbled upon your show, and this guy's spectacular. Sir, Bob, can I ask you something? You guys have been here for 23 years?
Yes, sir, that is correct. Our chain, which is Fraser Foods, 25 stores throughout the Southwest and the Southeast. So it's not just one store.
25 stores, wow.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
So you're a pretty successful guy. Is this your life's work? I mean,
it most certainly is. It most certainly is.
And do you take pride in it?
I most certainly do.
You do? Then why do you
And the reason why I do, and the reason why I do is because we have been successful. And rather than you interrogating me, I should be asking you questions to see whether you measure up to be like me.
Well, don't get personal with this guy, you know.
I'm not even going to dignify that with a response.
Well, you know, I mean, you're sitting there asking me, you're giving me questions like it's the third degree or something.
The guy's asking questions.
You're on the radio show, you dummy. You're the one on the radio show talking about this. So, yeah, I'm
calling me a dummy now.
You're
calling me a dummy. You're calling me a dummy? Is that what you're calling me?
Yeah, very much so.
I come on your show.
You sound like an ignorant ass. You're an ignorant ass.
All right, so far you've called me a dummy. You called me an ape. Did you call me an ape?
No, he did not call you an ape.
Ignorant ass.
You said ape. I heard the word ape.
I said ignorant ass. Did you hear that?
Well,
did I say clear?
I heard it. Now that you've changed it, yeah, I heard that. It was ape.
Why do you care? His money's green like everybody else's, right?
That's true, but there's a problem.
Off of it, right?
There's a problem. The problem's this. That guy now walks around like he's my equal or even better than me, and he didn't earn that. All he did was walk in and drop a couple of bucks on a counter along with the wine.
So let it go! If you take pride in your life's work, why should his money bother you? Just let it roll off your back.
If I take pride in my wife's work, what does that mean?
Your life's work.
I'm saying to you, with the same dollar bill that he bought that bottle of Ripple wine and that fortified stuff, he dropped on the counter. He got a lottery ticket. That's all the
when he had no money. When he had no money, he was at your store. Now he's got a ton of money and he's at your store buying filet mignons and champagne. Who cares?
That's right.
Who cares?
I'm glad he's at my store. But what I'd like him to do is quit ordering me around like I'm a houseboy.
Just shut up about it. By the way, what's wrong with blue-collar workers? Can I ask you that? Because I'm one. I work my ass off. I work 50-plus hours a week.
There's nothing wrong with it at all.
It's just that workers don't deserve to have robbery.
Now, hold on. What I'm saying is there's nothing wrong with being a blue-collar worker. But when it comes to divvying up the money, you should get a smaller amount. Yes, you should get a smaller amount so it's easier for you to handle.
Why can't he get the bigger amount?
Because they're not used to handling that kind of money.
How about you mind your own business? How about minding your own business, buddy?
Are you kidding? You know what you're going to do. You're going to turn around and buy a lot of cheap art and a bunch of trailers. I don't know what the...
It's none of your business. The guy just made the point. It's none of your business.
Right, Phil.
Oh, great. Yeah, it's none of my business?
It's none of your business.
When you come into my store and you start ordering all this macaroni and cheese and all this garbage, and I got to stand there smiling like, you know, I'm the chief of staff at the White House kitchen.
I would never go to your store.
It is humiliating. What do you mean you'd never go to my store? Can you take a look at the sale prices that I've got?
Well, you
oh, God, you keep going back to that. You keep going back to that. You sound like a mental patient.
Excuse me, sir, but I happen to have one of the most competitively priced products in the field. That's why people come to my store.
It doesn't matter. You belong
anybody
in a
that
trade
wants
jacket.
To save money, but you're going to come
you
into my
in
store.
A trade jacket.
All right. Well, why don't you go ahead and get ready for your millions? Go buy your Superfly outfit, and I'll see if I.
You belong in a straitjacket.
Okay. All right, gentlemen, I'm going to take a break. 877-876-PHIL.
You let him have the last word on that.
Well, I think you just did.
Well, nothing I can say is going to compete with. He said he called me I belong in a straitjacket.
Yes, he did. And you keep repeating it.
I had no choice. He got the last word.
And anyway, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back. Phil Hendry Show. It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and the number is 877-876-PHIL. Bob Green is at his store there, which is Fraser Foods in Buena Park. And I will admit, Bob, you've got a busy store tonight.
Phil, we have a busy store all the time, and the reason is because we have, as I say, a service second to none in price, in service. All I'm asking is something that I guess is too much tonight. If you win the lottery at my store, and you come in dressed up like
Well, you talk about dressed up. You do this whole. You mentioned Superfly more than once, which I think is a little on the. I got to say it's racist.
How is that racist?
What is that about, man? Superfly.
I'm saying that people without money, or people that are the blue collar, or this guy got upset with me. I don't know what else to call him. We aren't talking about people with a lot of taste in clothing.
And do you have taste?
Yes, I do. Do I have taste? Yes, I do have taste. I'm used to buying good clothes because I am somebody who's used to spending money. I shop at, I've got a men's store that I go to. My clothing is tailored for me. I buy, most of the time, the suits that I order are custom made. Now, this is something you could never explain to some guy who was coming into your store 3 weeks ago and buying fortified wine. And
by the way, do you sell fortified wine?
Yes, I do.
And why?
Well, what do you mean, why?
Why do you sell fortified wine in your store?
I'll tell you. You want to know the answer?
Yes.
Because these winos like it.
That's right. That's right, Bob. So what you do is you cater to an already devastating disease.
Oh, come on, Phil.
No, you cater to an already devastating disease, a disease that these men have and these women have, and you sell them that fortified stuff so they get hammered quicker on less money.
Have you ever heard of supply and demand?
You know what I'm talking about.
Have you ever heard of supply and demand, Mr. Hendry?
And I suppose if rat poison was in high demand, you'd be selling that stuff, huh?
Let me tell you something, Mr. Hendry, as long as you're judging me. There was a Twilight Zone not too long ago, maybe you remember it, where the family's gathered around, and they're waiting to inherit their money. And the man who's about to die tells them all to put on masks. And you know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, their faces stayed that way and if they were going to inherit the money.
Right. Even if I knew that my face was going to stay the way that mask looked, let's say it was a big frown, a real ugly face, I'd put it on if that's what I got to do. Because that's what I do to make a dollar for my family.
And make a dollar for your family? You're talking about inheriting money from some old man who believes you to be such an avaricious, scum-sucking dog that he makes you put on a mask so your face twists into this look. And
Whoa. Are you talking to me?
That's what that show was about.
I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying that I would put on a mask and make myself look ugly to make a decent dollar for my family.
What? That's not what the show is about.
Yes, it was.
Let me get to some phone calls here.
Well, Phil, you keep saying let me get to some phone calls. Every time I get you into a position, where I am able to make a good point, I was put into a position years ago. Well, you don't want to hear about it, but it was in a jail cell.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. I'm going to go to another phone call here. On the line, we have Dan. Go ahead, Dan. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bob Green.
You guys are so lucky. I'm the guy with all the answers here. Now listen, Bob. Relax. Sit back. I'm in Illinois. It's 1:30 in the morning.
Every time a guy starts off a phone conversation with me sounding like this guy, I usually hang up on them. But to be nice to you, Phil, I'll keep listening.
No, don't hang up.
Whatever.
I started my business when I barely got out of high school. I started cleaning office buildings and toilets and everything like that. Right now, I'm a multi.
Buildings and toilets. You build
and
buildings and toilets?
I cleaned
you
all
clean buildings and toilets.
A cleaning service.
All right. Okay.
And then in 1980, I started buying buildings, and I really liked rehabbing them. Right now, I'm a multimillionaire. I own.
And you're drunk.
Office
are
buildings and stuff like that. But Bob, what you're doing
you
to yourself here?
Are you drunk?
No, I'm not drunk.
Well, why did you say? Why did you say you're a multimillionaire like that?
Don't
I'm
worry
a
about it. Listen to the man.
Okay.
But what I'm trying to say, Bob, is what you're missing. The point is. The point is, Bob, you're successful because you worked hard, and you're disregarding the fact that you worked so hard in your life, and you're worrying about other people and their, you know, where they're at. I worked for 18 months on crutches because I had to have a hip replaced and a knee replaced in 2010.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, I mean, people don't understand. A lot of people ask me, how'd you get where you're at? And I tell them, you know, look, I worked pretty much 28 years, 14 hours a day.
Let me ask you a question. What if a kid that worked for you knocked on your office door tomorrow and said, how you doing, Charlie, whatever your name is. Excuse me, I forgot your name.
His name is Dan.
Dan. He said, hi, Dan, you remember me? And you go, yeah, I remember you. Well, guess what? I want to buy your company.
Hey.
And,
Tell me a price, pal. I don't
well,
care.
You know, I only have a certain amount of money.
Here's the point, Bob. I've only got a certain amount of money, Dan.
But I'm hoping that you'll talk turkey with me because I really, really want to buy your business, but I'm only willing to go to a certain limit financially.
Well, what are you talking about?
What if this guy tries to muscle you?
I don't know what you're talking about. Listen,
what if he tries to muscle you?
That's not what you were talking about.
What about Phil? I'm talking to this gentleman. What if the kid tries to muscle you?
The bottom point is, Bob, you have to respect what you've done in your life, not where other people are at. It doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter to you where other people are.
You won't answer my question.
$1 million.
What if that kid made you bark like a dog?
What?
No one makes me bark like a dog. I don't care if I only got 2 cents.
But what I'm saying to you is, if this kid came around and used to work for you, and he had enough money, and he said, "Go ahead, bark for it," and he used to work for you.
Bob, if that guy said to you, carry this stuff out to, I want Bob to carry this stuff out to my car, I'd say, I'm sorry, I can't do that. Only my employees do that. But they'll take care of you. And please come back again.
No, he would say, no, I want Bob.
That's too bad. Bob can't do
and
it.
And this kid.
You'll have to take your business elsewhere. What do you care,
Bob?
No,
no way. No, that's not. Because that's a lot of money that I've just told to kiss off. I've just told a whole lot of money to go take a walk. That's why I'm saying to you, wouldn't you bark like a dog for money?
Oh, God. I mean, you're asking basically.
No, you're missing the point. Here's the cool part.
You wouldn't bark like a dog?
In with this.
If you're talking about being successful in business, part of it is barking like a dog.
All right, okay, listen, I got to take a break. All right, I got to move on to another call or something. Thank you very much, Dan, for your call, because you're right. I think that guy was drunk. Here is Antonio. Go ahead, Antonio. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, thank you for my language. But, you know, this Bob guy, I don't
know. You bark like a dog for.
Would you let this man talk, not talk, Bob? Sorry, Antonio. Go ahead.
This guy, you know, I'm glad I've never been in his store. I don't know. He's got an attitude that is better than everybody else, you know, and he's not. He's not better than me. He's not better than you. He's not better than nobody. You know, but with an attitude like that, you'll lose your business. That's what I'm telling you. You know what? Bob, shut up, all right?
No, I'm going to run on my hands and knees and bark like a dog for a guy.
Who's telling you to bark like a dog?
I didn't ask you to bark like a dog. I asked you to serve me if I made some money. But you know what? You're against people that have an opportunity. This is the United States of America, hopefully, Bill. And you want to be prejudiced about it, you know? And, you know, it's a bunch of BS. You know, you should be thankful for
the United States of America means we don't give it away around here. In the United States of America,
I didn't say we give it away. I'm paying you money.
Through it, you got that lottery ticket with the same... with the same $20 bill you bought the fortified wine.
Let's get off the lottery ticket. Already got found out in Washington. Isn't that interesting? You know what? It's in Washington. It's up in D.C. Isn't that interesting? You know what? No lottery tickets coming into your store. Maybe
oh,
it will.
Oh, I see. It's
won't.
A conspiracy. Is that it? What do you mean, isn't that
I don't
interesting?
Know. But they, you
think
you
it's
know,
a conspiracy?
No. I just think that you're a prejudiced son of a gun. Because I can't use dirty
language. Wait a minute. Wait a second. Didn't you just tell me you got a? You ain't even a citizen, and you're telling me all about me?
What do you mean?
You
I'm
just
not
bought
a citizen.
Your.
I have a green card. You said you, I'm second.
That ain't a citizen. That's not a citizen. That's a green card.
Okay, so what are we saying here? The guy doesn't have a right to his opinion?
Well, he's telling me where to get off. He's telling me all about what I ought to do. Meanwhile, he wants
you're
me to
just,
bark like a dog, and all he's got
high,
is a green
you're
card.
You're so high on your horse, and you're going to be taken down. Dude.
You haven't. Nobody's told you to bark like a dog, Bob.
Yeah, but what if this guy wanted me to bark like a dog? All he's got is a green card.
So
I didn't
what,
ask you
man?
To...
He's not asking you to bark like a dog.
I'm just saying, what if?
But I'm not.
Boy, I'll tell you.
I just want you to treat me like a fair customer. That's all
do
I'm
you
asking.
Think, okay,
you're
I'll treat you fair. But let me ask you this: Do you think a guy? Do you think a guy with a green card ought to force me to wear a white jacket like a houseboy? No. Do you think a guy with a green...
Okay, Bob, what's happening now is you just don't like the idea that some dude comes into a lot of money through a lottery and the fact that he may have more money than you and tell you to go get the frozen lobster and the champagne and stick it in the trunk of his Cadillac. You just don't like that because of your pride. Because of your...
No, I got a girlfriend that I've been going out with for 2 months who's a really, really beautiful girl,
really
okay? She's a
high
dancer.
Guy.
She's a dancer. Hold on, she's a dancer. Guess what? She comes into my store the other day. Here comes this guy, Frank, telling me to go get the lobster and the shrimp. And now she says, how come I'm hopping to it for this guy dressed like Superfly? And I had to tell her.
Why do you keep going to the Superfly thing, you know?
That's what I had to do. And it was humiliating.
Well, then you better get yourself another girlfriend, man. That's what it sounds like to me.
Absolutely.
I got to take a break. Antonio, thank you, sir, and I appreciate you calling the show. And I don't care if he has a green card or not. He's entitled to his opinion. Bob. We'll be back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, our News and Information Hour coming up next hour.
Truth
stick around.
Is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
At philhendryshow.com.
Listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Wait a minute. I think we've got Ted's of Beverly Hills, don't we? Yes, we do. We got to turn that music off there, Bud, or I'm going to really flip out. Turn that off, Bud.
That's Jimmy Hendry.
Turn it off, Bud. Are you nuts or something?
What?
Get that music out of here, man. I'm trying to get rid of that so I can get Mr. Bell up on the line. Do you understand?
Got Ted Bell on. I thought you want to hear the music.
I don't want to hear that garbage. That's not garbage. It's Jimi Hendrix, but understand, you know.
Oh, my God.
Take it easy.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Am I still on?
Hey, Ted, that's the Ted's of Beverly Hills jingle.
Wait. Am I still on your show?
Yes, you are.
What? This is Robert Green. No, hold on. Mr. Green, this is Ted Bell. And I have a restaurant. I know you got a... I don't approve of it. Let me just say something, if I could. I was blindsided by this.
Well, sir, I'm sorry. I requested from Mr. Hendry that he give me a little bit of airtime because I wanted to weigh in on what you gentlemen were talking about. Because I do think I had some perspective.
That's fine. You may have perspective, and I'm sure you do. But I was booked as the guest.
All right, I understand that, Bob, and I'm not trying to preempt you. But Ted called in.
Ted called in. So when Ted calls in... What's with that music?
Excuse me? That's my jingle.
That's your jingle. Is that what you call it?
That's his commercial jingle, yeah.
Well, that's great, but what's that got to do with the Bob Green Frazier Food? Why don't you have Bob Green Frazier Foods? What?
No, sir, I would request that you just give me a couple of minutes here.
I'm asking the host of the show.
Do you have a jingle?
No, I don't have a jingle. And I certainly don't have a jingle that says I want to put That commercial says we want to put our meat in your mouth. I don't approve of it.
Hold on. If I could, Phil.
All right, but we're burning daylight.
Yeah, I know. That's something you like to say.
Yeah, he says that a lot. You notice that?
Okay, but we are wasting time.
I've tried to tell a gentleman here. That's an advertising slogan, sir, that means exactly what it says. We want our steak is delicious. And
yeah, I'm sure it is, sir, but we want to put our meat, blah, blah. I don't approve of it, and I know there are a great many parents that agree with me.
Well, excuse me. I don't serve the church group, okay? This is not a church social that I'm running out here. I got a steakhouse. I've got a bar. I got some very heavy people that come into my bar.
Oh, well, okay.
What's that mean?
Nothing. Just got a lot of heavy people that come out. I bet you got a lot of heavy people. I bet you a lot of heavy people walk out of that place, too. I bet you a lot of heavy people walk in that place, as in big, fat asses. But that's not what I'm talking about.
Who is this guy? Is he a sponsor of yours, Phil?
Mr. Bob Green's on the show here to talk about the lottery.
The lottery? What is that?
I sell lottery tickets at my stores.
But you sell lottery? I thought you were running some kind of a high-class... All right, I want to get out of here, Phil. I can't... Go ahead. Thank you.
What, is this guy needs the music when he's leaving, too?
I guess.
Yes, I do. Steakhouse, come on down. Okay, I'm leaving now. I'm Ted Bell. Goodbye.
I'm Bob Green, and this guy's an ass.
Hold on. Kill the music. Kill the music. What'd you say?
I didn't say anything.
The hell you didn't.
All right, are you leaving, Ted?
Well, I want to get a couple of things straight. I called in here to say to this guy that he should not be so upset about having to haul steaks out of the trunk of a car, because that's my business, the steak business. And if I came into his store and I bought, I don't know, thousands of dollars worth of steaks, I would certainly make it worth his while.
What is that supposed to mean?
What is it supposed to mean? If you were required by me to carry steaks out to my car...
Okay. Oh, if I was required by you.
Well, that's what you've been talking about. Haven't you been talking about that?
I've been talking about customers of mine that have come into Big Money. Yes, sir.
If I came to your store and I said, I want these steaks taken out to my car, Bob, but I'll make it worth your while, what are you getting upset about?
And I don't know what you mean by make it worth my while.
I'm saying if I'm showing you a 20.
You're going to tip me?
Well...
That's exactly what I'm talking about. That I have a store that I've built my entire life.
What's he crying for?
Hold on. And this guy's showing me a $20 bill like he's doing me a favor, like I'm some kid who's got an apron on.
Well, I don't... Maybe I missed something.
Yeah, you better believe you missed something. I own the store. You're showing me a Jackson Y.
Showing you an Andrew Jackson. Well, okay, if you own the store.
He owns the store, so tipping him 20 bucks is a bit of an insult.
Well, okay. Then I don't know what else to tell you. I thought I was doing it. Go ahead, bud. Yeah, thank you. All right. I'm out. Here's my jingle. I'm out.
What an ass.
You know what, man? I have my own jingle. You don't. Come on down. All right, everybody. Hi, I'm Ted Bell. Come on down. It's going to be a great weekend. Great basketball weekend. Great golf weekend. The prime rib room is open. We're serving them cold at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
What a jackball. Here
at Ted's. Whoa. Kill the music.
Well, we killed everything now. I don't... what happened, bud?
I think we lost the line at a restaurant. We lost the line there to Fraser Food. We lost the line there. All of it. I don't know what happened, but I can tell you that in the meantime... Oh, there it is back there.
Do the same thing. I don't want him in here. I don't want to see... Do you ever see this guy Green?
Are you, Ted, that's you. Is Bob there? Bob?
I'm right here, Phil. What happened? I wanted to talk to this guy about saying jackball. Didn't? Is that what he called me?
Well, you better get him back on, bud.
Yeah, I got him, Mr. Green.
Oh, let me talk to this guy, Green.
Hold on for a minute. Have you got him?
Yeah, Mr. Green. Yeah, we disconnected you. Do you want to come back on a show? The what? Okay.
What's he saying?
Hold on. Okay. 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 I'll tell him.
Where's this guy?
Hold on. What?
He said he doesn't want to come on because you man look like a fairy, and Mr. Green man look like 200 yards of fairy. I'm just writing all this down.
Yeah, let me see. You made him look like 200 yards of fairy, look like a fairy. You made him look like a fairy and sound like a fairy.
So the operative word here is fairy. Is that it?
What's the guy's problem?
He won't come back on his show, okay?
All right, well, I was going to say to the guy, I don't know what he wanted to say, but I don't like him calling me a jackball. I didn't come on here to insult that guy. I was trying to give this guy the lay of the land on what it's about, especially because of nice, delicious steaks. And the fact he's making money just because he's got to step and fetch it out to some guy's car dressed like Superfly, so what?
Well, it's a point of pride for the guy. And I got to tell you something, Ted. In my dealings with you over the years, I've heard you have the same kinds of issues.
Well, I don't have the same issue to the point where I'm crying on the air. I just heard that guy bawl like a baby. And what's this stuff about fairy?
He did that Phil made him look like a fairy.
Right, I got it. I got it. All right, Ted, thanks very much.
All right, I got to get back. We got a full house tonight. I got, boy, you talk, look at the...
Yeah, great.
Talk about a lady.
Hold on. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be back with our News and Information Hour right after this.
Look at that.
Phil Hendry.